Hello, my name is facebook.com/clubsodakenny, and you're listening to Game Stuff with the person I'm going to see on Wednesday, June 15th at the Chicago Theater on North State Street, because he'll be attending the Antisocial Network comedy show. It's none other than the great Coke Logic.
Ahoy hoy, and welcome to Super Big Kev's Game Stuff Turbo Edition 64. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Big Kev's Geek Stuff is taking a short hiatus right now, so rather than leave the channel dead and floundering, they decided to give me a shot at having a longer version of Big Kev's Game Stuff. If you're hearing my voice, they said yes. This episode, we have all the video game news you could find, but just don't feel like looking for yourself, along with an exclusive interview from the father of Nintendo, Shigeru Miyamoto. PSN equals epic fail. I almost didn't include this news story because I thought by time I actually got this story up, this problem would be resolved. But as of this recording, Sony's online network, PSN, has been down since April 17th. It's not Sony's fault they were hacked and pwned by an anonymous hacker. This would be a simple inconvenience if it wasn't for the fact that 10,700 European bank records were stolen, along with credit card details of 13,000 users and personal info of 24.6 million PSN users, as reported by GameStop.com. PSN will slowly be coming back online in a limited capacity with the absence of the PlayStation Store, giving people time to log in and change that password. Sony has apologized, but honestly, there's no excuse for Sony to hide the fact that they've been hacked and personal information has been stolen. But it would have been nice if Sony would have just come out and said, "We've been hacked, we apologize, this is what's going on, and you might want to check your credit card information." Adding insult to injury, PSN was shut down just in time not to play SOCOM 4, Mortal Kombat, and Portal 2 co-op online. Speaking of Portal 2, the first batch of DLC will be released this summer for free. The DLC will contain new test chambers for single and co-op play, along with additional challenges and leaderboards. The bottom line is, it's more Portal 2. LA Noire is almost here, and while you're white-knuckling out these remaining days, I'm going to break down where to buy the game to get the pre-order bonus content you want. Pre-order at Amazon to get the Broderick Detective Suit, a suit which gives you enhanced fighting abilities. Pre-order at Best Buy for the Sharpshooter Detective Suit, a suit which gives you extra aiming precision. Alright, so those aren't so great. But pre-order from Walmart and you get an exclusive case called Slip of the Tongue. Pre-order from GameStop and get an exclusive case called The Naked City. Obviously, an exclusive mission is cooler than a suit that gives you better stats. Then when you get the bonus pre-order DLC from one, you go to eBay and you buy the other, which will probably be very expensive. Which brings me to a little bit of a gripe I want to address to Rockstar right now, a company which I adore. This exclusive pre-order bonus content is a mess. Yes, I've heard the content may be available somewhere down the road, but no one likes buying a $60 game and still thinking they're missing out on something. A special edition that costs $10 more with everything included would have been better. I mean, come on!
Come on!
Come on! The next Assassin's Creed game will not be Assassin's Creed 3, but Assassin's Creed Revelations. Developer Ubisoft released a teaser trailer which revealed next to nothing other than the suggestion that you would be resuming the role of the series' original protagonist, Altair. Yet even more recently, it turns out that Assassin's Creed Revelations will be the third and final chapter in the Ezio trilogy. That's right, they retroactively created a trilogy. This time around, Ezio as an older man will be traveling to Constantinople, presumably looking for clues left by Altair. Assassin's Creed Revelations is going to be a full-fledged game, complete with the greatly received multiplayer. Assassin's Creed Revelations is due out late 2011, most likely October-November-ish. Mass Effect 3 has been delayed from holiday 2011 to Q1 2012, but who didn't see this coming? BioWare released Mass Effect in January 2010 to huge sales. Frankly, I don't even know why I'm reporting this. With Dragon Age 2 released, yes, I know Dragon Age 1 Origins is better, and Star Wars The Old Republic coming, BioWare should just take their time and give Mass Effect all the polish that it needs, because it's sure to be amazing. New footage of Battlefield 3 has been released, and it looks awesome. Call of Duty has the name recognition to break records, but if there's any game that's going to be giving Modern Warfare 3 a run for its money, it's gonna be Battlefield 3. What's going on there?
Let the Dungeons and the Dragons begin! It's D&D! Fighting with the legends of yore, it's D&D!
I don't know why that kicked in. I don't have D&D news. This is just dead air now. What do you want me to... All right. Elder Scrolls V Skyrim is coming out 11/11/11. That would be November 11th, 2011. And it looks fantastic.
It's D&D! Warriors that terrify. It's D&D!
Okay, good. That worked. All right, well, we'll take a break right now. Let's go to a commercial, but when we come back, we'll have an exclusive Super Game Stuff interview with the man who created Donkey Kong, Super Mario, and Legend of Zelda series, Shigeru Miyamoto.
Hello, it's Club Soda Kenny, and while I never listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, I always listen to Special Delivery. Sam and Dave, every Saturday night at 9 p.m. on XM 105 and Sirius 206.
All right, I'm here with the creator of such games as Super Mario, Legend of Zelda, and Luigi's Mansion, Shigeru Miyamoto. First things first, you are going to be unveiling a new system at this year's E3. Can you please just tell me a little bit about the system?
これはやっぱり発表する時まで何も言えないんですけどね。あのやっぱり任天堂らしいユニークなものを作っていきたいなと思ってますね。常にそういうのに関しては。
Okay, I am realizing I do not speak Japanese, and it's just a one-on-one here, Super Game Stuff exclusive, but I don't know what to do. I do not understand you.
そうですね、あの、スーパーマリオ・ギャラクシーというのを Wii のために作って、で僕らはその一つのハードで同じシリーズを2回作ることはほとんどないんですね。ところが今回はスーパーマリオ・ギャラクシー2というのを同じハードで作ったって、その背景にはやっぱりあのギャラクシーっていうのになって非常に 3D のアクションマリオを遊びやすい仕組みで作ったんですけども、もうアイデアがいっぱい残ってしまったんですね。
Thank you for that. I'm sure it was exclusive and completely confidential and breaking news tonight here on Super Game Stuff, but didn't catch a word. Just nothing, right over my head. My apologies. I was learning Japanese. I got through partial the first lesson. I can say, Watashi wa ingo ga wakarimasu ka? And I think that means, do you know English? And no, you don't. And I don't know Japanese. So I think we're just going to have to call it.
あの、パクッと食べるんですけど、根っこの生えてるものを食われた時には、ぐーっと引っ張って、スポンって食べるんですね。だから、そういうところの手応えに関して、やっぱり自分が生活の中で感じているいろんなことっていうのをそこに詰め込んでます。
And, This was a terrible interview. You've been a terrible interview.
Game Stuff is wrapping up.
Okay, that wraps up Super Game Stuff with your host, Coke Logic. Roger Ebert, why don't we go over what we just talked about in case you weren't listening?
Yes, this is Roger Ebert. Tonight on Super Big Kev's Game Stuff Turbo Edition 64, we talked about how PSN is made of fail.
Yeah, the PSN thing is just a mess, but I think if you give Sony just a little bit more time, they'll take it.
We talked about Portal 2 DLC coming this summer.
Portal 2 is so good. Play through it once, play through it a second time with director's commentary, played through a third time for achievements, played the co-op. Just can't get enough of that game. I cannot wait for the DLC. It's going to be fantastic.
We talked about pre-order bonus DLC for Alain War.
I just hope that people appreciate this game for what it's going to be. And I really hope that when people play this game, they don't jump in a car and say, okay, where do I go shoot a hook? hooker, because that's not what this game's going to be about. Sadly, I don't think there's going to be any multiplayer, but, you know, with rumored 30 to 40 hours of gameplay, I think you're going to be preoccupied. And multiplayer could be easily patched in down the road. I'm sure they'll do that. Rockstar knows how good multiplayer was with Red Dead Redemption.
We talked about Assassin's Creed Revelations.
No Revolutionary War yet for Assassin's Creed 3, because you still have Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Then we reported that Mass Effect 3 has been delayed.
Mass Effect 3, delayed? It's gonna be worth the wait. This will give you a chance to play through Mass Effect 2 all over again, but this time be a brutal asshole about it.
Then we tried to talk about Battlefield 3, but was interrupted by a song about nerds.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that D&D song. If you're on the Big Kev's Geek Stuff channel, that thing just kind of kicks in out of nowhere. I don't know what's going on with that. We're going to try to see if we can get that fixed.
Then you took what could be a good thing with Big Kev's Geek Stuff and shit all over it with a commercial from Special Delivery starring Sam and Dave.
All right, fine. It was a joke.
That wasn't nice.
I thought it was a funny thing, you know. Special Delivery advertising on, you know, it's funny.
Kev is going to be mad.
All right, whatever.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff rules. Special Delivery rules. Suck it. Then you had that awful interview with that poor Japanese man.
Yeah, the Shigeru Miyamoto interview. I was looking forward to it, but I guess I didn't have the foresight to book a translator. That's bad on me. I'm sure he said a bunch of exclusive stuff, though. That's kind of cool. Okay, well, that's it. Go to BigKevsGeekStuff.com for everything you need from BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Thanks again to Club Soda Kenny for that fantastic intro. You can find Club Soda Kenny at Facebook.com/ClubSodaKenny. Go like his page, and it'll make him happy. Signing off, this is Coke Logic for Big Kev's Game Stuff.